In the capital, N'Djamena, around 150 men were paraded before journalists in a public square Friday. Chad's government says they are rebel fighters who were captured during Thursday's fighting in the capital. Chadian officials say the men were mercenaries allegedly hired by the country's eastern neighbor, Sudan. Chad's president, Idriss Déby, has repeatedly accused Khartoum of backing the rebels, and on Friday, Chad announced it was severing diplomatic ties with Sudan. Sudan denies giving any support to the rebel group United Front for Change, known by the French acronym FUC. Experts say the group's origins are far from clear, but it is believed to include some former members of Chad's army. Rebels began launching attacks late last year along the Sudanese border. In December, a movement known as the Rally for Democracy and Liberty attacked the town of Adre in open fighting with the Chad army. Soon after that, the Rally for Democracy and Liberty announced the formation of the FUC, a grouping of nine armed movements with a shared goal, the overthrow of President Déby. Chad has been racked by civil war, coup attempts, and insurgencies for more than three decades. Mr. Déby himself came to power in a 1990 coup. Many of those involved in the FUC have close ethnic ties with Mr. Déby, with some coming from his own ethnic group, the Zagawa. But Chad expert Richard Barltrop says the motivators in the latest violence are more complex than ethnic rivalries.
The explanation probably lies more on political and economic factors than in tribal and clan factors. Certainly it's true that the Zagawa aren't monolithic, and therefore you shouldn't expect uniform loyalty among the Zagawa.
President Déby recently pushed through changes to the Constitution that allow him to run for a third term in office. The move was criticized by opposition leaders who have vowed to boycott the polls scheduled for early May. And the FUC has vowed to topple Mr. Déby before the election. Analyst Barltrop says it could be that the president has simply collected too many enemies during his long stint in power.
Given that Déby has been in power for coming on 16 years now, he will have generated quite enough opponents for political and economic reasons to do with the share of power and economic position.
Chad recently became an oil exporting nation, a fact some experts say has raised the economic and political stakes. Finally, Balltrop says President Déby's claim that Sudan is backing the rebels should be taken seriously. The president, himself a former rebel leader, toppled his predecessor Hissène Habré in 1990, launching a rebellion from Sudan's western Darfur province that most analysts agree was likely supported by Khartoum.
What's happening now has happened before in Chad. It is quite similar to political reversals in the 1980s, and the similarity with 1990 is uncanny.
Beginning Sunday, the rebels led an advance, traveling from strongholds in the east, to arrive within striking distance of N'Djamena late Wednesday. Fighting in the Chadian capital began before dawn Thursday and lasted several hours before President Déby claimed a victory for government forces. Joe Bavier for VOA News, Abidjan.